views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Love Living Radio, Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and the power that resides within you. Inside the power of love is the possibility of healing wounds and transforming your stories. Can you feel the call of your spirit? What would igniting your whole being look like? Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love.
Hey, everybody. I'm Emily Perkins, and you're listening to Love Living Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us give you a little taste of what love living is all about and all of the truly, truly exciting things to come. Oh, my God, I'm so excited about this. I'm so excited to be sharing the space with you, sharing all of this yummy content and all of what is going to come from Love Living. So every other week on Love Living Radio, we will have some of the most fascinating brains and hearts helping you to dive deep into the power of love and ignite your whole being. So today I am going to talk to you about what Love Living Radio is all about. Where it came from, who am I, what's the deal with this thing that I'm doing. So when I thought about starting a radio station, I'm not going to lie, I was 50% ecstatic and 50% terrified. I had simultaneous thoughts of, oh man, I have so much that I want to share and so many awesome people that I want to bring on, and holy hell, who the fuck do you think you are? Well, you know, I think this happens a lot in life. We get faced with a decision that both excites us and terrifies us. And we get to choose. We get to choose what wins. The voice saying, I'm not good enough, or the voice saying, hell yes, you got this, girl. Essentially, what wins? Fear or love? And honestly, that's why I'm here, to help shine a light on the voices, the stories, the patterns that stop us from saying hell yes to love and the life that we really, really want. So I was having one of those terrified moments the other day, actually, thinking about all these like really big things that I'm stepping into at the moment, like starting a radio station and taking on employees for the first time in my career, traveling and starting this amazing year-long leadership program with CORE, which is this, oh God, so awesome, transformational, just heart-based program and my tribe. And all of this is happening with a jam-packed schedule of clients. So, yeah, I was having a terrified moment. So, of course, I called my mom, and she spent the next 15 minutes reminding me of all of the brave things that I've done this year, such like traveling all over the country by myself, choosing to end my marriage and go through divorce, growing my business, sharing my voice on Facebook after over a decade of being too scared to sing in front of anyone. And then she said, Emily, you're the bravest person I know. You're brave enough to fail. And you'd think that maybe that would have stung a little bit, but it was actually the opposite. Knowing that I was brave enough to fail took off all the pressure, because I knew she was right. I knew that no matter what, I had this. I had me. And that no matter what, I would either win or I would learn. There actually was no failure. So much of the time, we don't realize just how brave we are, how brave we actually are, because we see the things that we do in life as just like what we have to do. And sometimes I think we need our mom or our friend or our coach to remind us who we are and just how brave we really are. So, who am I? And why did I decide to get into radio? I am a certified holistic life coach, a Reiki master, and a holistic esthetician. And, you know, I could give you my whole bio, but honestly, you can read all of that on the show page. What I really want you to know about me is that I am crazy, crazy passionate about assisting others in what I call treasure hunting or going exploring within to find all those sparkly, you know, sometimes a little jagged gems inside of us. And many people are hesitant or fearful around inner work, or in other words, self-exploration, because they're afraid of what they might find and really what they make that mean. So I call it treasure hunting because those parts of us that we bury aren't bad or scary, but beautiful gems with so much gold to offer us. And I mean, come on, who doesn't love treasure hunting? I mean, I have since I was a kid, which is probably why I call it that. I've been doing this work for years and I love it. Like, I seriously, seriously love it. Walking with people as they explore the magnificence of who they are and what they're capable of. Oh, God. I mean, there's just like, there's nothing that ignites me more. I love having my hands on people and making them feel blissful and beautiful in treatment or experience the magic of their own spirit and what their soul has to tell them. So I guess why radio? You know, I have this thriving practice full of clients that I absolutely adore. Like I love, love, love what I do. Why branch out and put myself out there onto a global platform? Well, a year ago, I never would have believed you if you had said this is what I would be doing, honestly. I was very happy in my sweet life in Newport, Rhode Island, working out of my office and seeing clients. And it was actually my friend and fellow coach, Ryan Hall, that opened the door to even thinking about this kind of medium, you know, the whole like podcasting radio stuff. Ryan has always had this like amazing ability to see the me that I can't always see in myself. He sees the big, bold, powerful, magical me. I honestly didn't even know what a podcast was when he asked me to start Magic Time, the podcast, with him. He actually literally laughed at me. Oh, he was so patient and wonderful. And he not only opened up a brand new space and possibility for me, but even more powerfully, he reflected back to me what I couldn't see. My greatness. And I can't tell you how insanely grateful I am to have friends like Ryan in my life, because sometimes it's all you need to do the thing that you never would have thought to do or maybe even believed you could. And funny enough, acknowledging people and reflecting back their greatness is literally my favorite part about coaching sessions with my own clients. It like just lights me up to be able to show people how freaking amazing they are, to reflect back just how brilliant and bold and gorgeous they are. So, 2017 had some major plans for me. It called me forward into a year of massive change and expansion. The year began with my then husband and I deciding to end our marriage, which was an extremely heartbreaking and challenging decision. I mean, talk about massive change. Like, everything I knew, everything I thought that my life would be. Big, big life changes like divorce, they rock your foundation and they throw you into something new, whether you're ready or not. So after that, I dove into the work, both on myself and my practice. I hired my coach, Natalie, who I'm so excited to have on the show next time. I started solo traveling for the first time in my life, working with healers in Costa Rica, sleeping in a van and hiking Zion by myself. And it was actually on my flight home from Zion that I had like the moment. I was sitting in the back of the plane, literally the very back of the plane, like I was bumped up against the toilet. I couldn't even recline my seat, and the stewardesses felt so bad for me that they just kept coming and giving me free shit. and people were actually like walking by me and standing waiting for the bathroom, and I'm sitting there weeping because I'm watching the end of Wonder Woman, which, you know, she just to me embodies power and love and strength and sexy, raw, awesome brilliance, which is everything that I've ever wanted to step into. And I'm sitting there and I just have this wave of energy come over me and a fire in my belly. And it said, it's time. It's time to go global and start sharing yourself with the world. Ah! Yeah, it still gets me. So I pulled out one of my Oracle decks to kind of like ground in this crazy powerful message. And within minutes, I had the stewardesses and a line of other passengers hanging out by my seat, wanting to know more about what I was doing and to actually pull a card from my deck. And of course, all of their cards were totally in alignment for them also. I mean, honestly, like if that isn't confirmation from the universe, I don't know what is. And then of course, a week later, I got an email from Jessica about joining the Transformation Network. And I never usually open those emails, like especially the ones that are kind of geared towards my coaching practice. But for whatever reason, I was intrigued and I just had this feeling. And so I opened it and I read it, and she had clearly read my website and the blog. So I responded and we set up a time to chat. And in that call, something clicked. I just knew. I mean, have you ever had one of those moments where you just know, like that intuitive knowing? You're like, yes, I need this. This is what's next for me. This is the opportunity that the universe is trying to hand me. And yeah, the universe was like, okay, you said you wanted to go big. You said you wanted to share yourself with the world. Here you go. It was perfect alignment. It was kind of hard to deny, but you know, we all have those moments where we're just like, ooh, okay. Yeah, this feels right. And I'm wondering, what do? Do you listen to that knowing, to that gut feeling? For me, it was a yeah. You know, like I've learned that those moments, those 50% terrified and 50% ecstatic intuitive moments are like giant blinking lights saying, this way, this way, this way. And so Love Living Radio started taking form. And with that, I had to get really clear about my message and what that message was. So what was I trying to share? What was the essence and the mission behind this thing that I was creating? If I have learned anything over the past 8 years of building a business, it's that whatever the next step is, the next thing, even the next version of myself, whatever it is, it has to be in alignment with my purpose and the essence of who I am. And for me, that mission and that essence is love. It is my guiding light and the very fabric of my being. So much so that I have it tattooed on my forearm, just in case I forget. Listen, I knew I wanted to share the unlimited power that love holds, the energy, the consciousness, the way of life. What does it mean to live your life with love and to love the life that you live? Well, we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to dive into the juicy history of love living and what it means to live your life with love. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Have you ever lost your way while driving somewhere? This can be unsettling as you don't know if you should go left, right, forward, backwards, or make a U-turn. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, where we harness the power of the universe for happier living. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on helping them get back on their natural road of living their life with joy. Next time you feel off track, tap into your inner child's sense of joy and write down on paper the non-negotiable qualities that you're needing in career or love, but without limiting specifics. With your list, you know where to place your energy going forward and where not to. You're always best served when your inner child is at the navigation controls. However, don't worry, you still have the keys to the car. If you would like to schedule a personal navigation session with me, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotT.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
guys. We are back on Love Living Radio, and I am your host, Emily Perkins. Today, we're talking about where love living came from and what does it mean to live your life with love and love the life you live. So, what do the words love living mean to you? Does it bring up some kind of emotion? Maybe excitement, maybe sadness or longing. Do you love your life? Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're somewhere in the middle. Wherever you are, this show will take your hand and walk with you. Walk towards a life that you absolutely freaking love. So let's dive in. What does love living mean? As I said before the break, the essence and the mission behind why I do what I do, behind the radio station, behind every aspect of my being and practice, is love. Love as an energy, as a consciousness, and most importantly, love as a way of life. When thinking about rebranding Emily Perkins Aesthetics, which was my original practice before I got into Reiki and coaching, I wanted to create a name that captured the essence of all three aspects of my business and what they were really about. And I knew that love was a thread and that living was really what it was in service of. So not just living, but living a healthy, fulfilled, embodied, holistic, love-filled life. Love living is literally about loving living. Loving this life that we have, that we create, not just existing, not just going through the motions, not just moving from the next to the next to the next, not just moving through life on autopilot or checking off the list of shoulds that society tells us are the way life is supposed to look. You know, it's about creating the life that we really, really want. There's this quote that a dear friend shared with me recently that just resonated on such a deep level that I actually went to CVS the other day and printed it out and had it framed. It's by Victoria Erickson, and it goes, "Today I am going to fall in love with the way I belong to myself, regardless of any situation or circumstance or commitment or outside happening. I am going to fall in love with the way I refuse to settle for less than vibrant aliveness, less than what feeds and fuels this energy, wildly, fully, infinitely, freely." God, I love that. And it so perfectly aligns with this concept that I'm talking about. Love living is falling in love the way you belong to yourself. It is falling in love with vibrant aliveness. So what does it mean to live your life with love and to love the life that you live? For me, living my life with love is about making choices and decisions that are in alignment with love. So what does that look like? Well, it can be anything from breathing and choosing not to freak out on the dude who just cut me off while I'm driving to work, which, let me tell you, can be really hard sometimes, to taking a hot bath at the end of the day instead of doing more work. It can look like smiling and saying hi to the guys doing construction outside my house every morning, or asking my mom how she's doing when I can tell that she's having a tough day. Living my life with love can also look like creating healthy boundaries, even when it may be challenging, even when it may upset someone that I love. Creating healthy boundaries is actually in service of love. And living your life with love can also look like allowing yourself and others the room to be human, to have compassion for myself when I maybe mess up my words on national radio, or having compassion for my friend when, say, she doesn't ask how I'm doing because she's struggling with her own stuff. It can look like taking ownership and admitting when I've forgotten to follow through on something or maybe reacted defensively and hurt someone I love. During that same terrified moment I was talking about earlier when I was talking to my mom, who obviously knows me very well because she knew exactly what was happening to me that in that moment. She knew 100% what was going on with me. She said, "Emily, stop worrying about being perfect at all of it." And she nailed it. I am what my old spiritual teacher would call a recovering perfectionist. I used to think that if I was perfect at everything, then I would be really loved. And now I just acknowledge the part of me that really, really wants to be perfect at everything. I give her a really big hug and I say, "Honey, it's already perfect. You're already perfect in your terrified, overthinking perfectionistness." You know, and obviously, just in case I forget, my mom and my best friends will always tell me. But living your life with love is not about trying to be perfect or a saint or a pushover. It's not about pretending like nothing's wrong or denying your true feelings. It's not some new age frou-frou hippie concept, which I totally happen to love all those things. It's really about embracing the full expression of who we are, the shadow side and the light, and embracing both with compassion and tenderness to love the human and the divine within each of us in order to create a better existence, in order to love the life that we live, to really love that life. And you know, that's why we're here. Why we're here on this planet, in this life. It is our birthright to be happy and fulfilled. Every human is born being worthy of love, worthy of happiness and joy. And if you think about it, honestly, at the root of everything that we do, whether it's working hard in our career to gain financial and professional success, or getting on Bumble or Tinder and trying to find someone to share moments with, at the root of all of it is the same thing. At the very core, we just want to be happy, to love our life. So what would it take? What would it take for you to be truly happy, to love your life? What does that life look like? Who do you want to be? Loving your life, like really loving it, may seem like a dream or a fantasy, but I am here to tell you it's possible. And let me be clear, loving your life does not mean that it's all sunshine and rainbows all the time. It doesn't mean that you don't have crappy days and that tough shit doesn't happen. That's just a part of life. It's about seeing the gift in the challenge. And my favorite analogy from my core workshops is that life is like childbirth. It is the process of expansion and contraction, expansion and contraction. That this process is literally the creation of life. We cannot give birth to our life without the contraction. And if we can find a way to lean in and acknowledge and maybe even embrace the tough shit, the contraction, maybe we can find the gift on the other side. Maybe we find that gem, that lesson that's just waiting for us to see. Right now, we have to take a quick break. But before we do, I want to make sure everyone knows how to get in touch with me. The place with the most information about my practices and the services that we do is lovelivingholistics.com. That's my website. You can also email me at emily@lovelivingholistics.com. So when we come back, we're going to talk about what it means to ignite your whole being and how living your life with love can help light that spark. Stay tuned.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Hello! Welcome back to Love Living Radio. I'm your host, Emily Perkins, and today we're talking about what love living is all about and what it means to live your life with love and ignite your whole being. Before the break, we talked about what it means to live your life with love, and now we're going to talk about how doing that can ignite your whole being. So first, we should probably talk about what being means. There's two definitions. Being is either and, the essence or nature of a thing, and simply existence. So what we're talking about when I say ignite your whole being is igniting the essence of who you are and igniting your existence in this life. So who are you? How are you existing? How can living with love ignite the very essence of who you are and how you are? Ontology is the study of being. And as an ontological coach, what I do is support people in exploring their being. Who are you being? How are you being? And how does that create the life that you're experiencing? So to ground this in and make it a little bit more clear, I'll tell you a story about me. So I just came back from a 2-month road trip across the country and back. It was epic. It was an epic adventure. I drove down the East Coast along Route 10 and the southern states, and then zigged up to Santa Fe and Aspen, and then back down to Vegas, and then eventually made my way to Northern California, where I stayed for about a month before taking 3 weeks to journey back. And I did all of this actually to go to these core workshops, which I've been talking about. So I created the trip by basically looking at a map, choosing where I wanted to go, and the people that I wanted to see. And I got way outside my comfort zone, and I actually reached out for support and asked people if I could stay with them. And honestly, that is actually a really big deal for me and totally uncomfortable. But it was amazing. It was this amazing experience that just opened up my eyes and my heart, honestly, to the love and the power of connection and the generosity of the human race and really my tribe. It was amazing watching people reach out and just so willingly and lovingly offer their support. I have truly, honestly, I have never felt so cared for. I did most of the trip by myself, but I stayed with family and friends the whole way. And my best friend and soul sister, Maggie, joined me for bits on the front and back end. And every place that I stopped, people fed me. They gave me like these beautiful, gorgeous, cozy beds. And there was a hug waiting for me. Even friends of friends that I'd never met before. One of my favorite stops was actually someone that I had never met until I showed up on his doorstep. We had this amazing mutual friend that we both loved and trusted. And he took me in with open arms and he spoiled the crap out of me. I felt like such a little cared for princess. It was amazing. He actually gave me a goodie bag, a travel goodie bag as I left, with his grandfather's award-winning pecans, beer from his hometown, and these delicious homemade banana chip bars that he'd made himself. And of course I left with just like this amazing new friend, and all because I was open and let other people support me, which surprisingly is actually really challenging for me. And I think a lot of people, to really actually let someone support you. And it created this deep, genuine relationship with people all over the country. And I think a big part of that, looking back at it, was because of my being, because my being was open and receptive to love. I've never felt so free as I did on that trip. I wasn't Emily Perkins from Newport, Rhode Island. I wasn't a Kirby, which is my mom's family who's been here for generations. I wasn't Emily Perkins, the business owner. I wasn't Aggie and Tom's daughter or Dan's ex-wife. I was just Emily. And away from the stuff of my life, I was able to just exist, to just be. And in that, was able to just connect deeply with other people from my essence, from my being. So on my way back, the one place that I knew I didn't want to go alone was New Orleans. And I knew that I wanted a buddy. So one of my friends from my core workshop was actually generous and adventurous enough to join me. We really didn't know each other at all and had spent very little time together, but we kind of, you know, knew that we liked each other enough and had enough in common and enough values and beliefs that we would probably just have a great time and enjoy the city. And I think we both realized pretty early in the weekend that our relationship was just going to be a platonic friendship. But because I didn't choose to be open and have that conversation about where I was at and how I was really feeling, I instead reverted to how I am when I'm coming from a place of survival or defense. So I was short and detached and pulling away from affection and honestly kind of evasive. So who was I being? how would it have looked different if my being had come from love? Well, I may have created the space to have a kind and open conversation about how we were both feeling and what we needed in order to have like just an awesome experience in New Orleans. I could have taken ownership of my feelings, in essence, and instead of being detached and evasive, I could have connected from a place of compassion and created the experience that I really wanted that weekend by being honest and clear and communicating what I needed. Igniting your whole being is about shining a light on the essence of who you are, all of who you are, and how we're being in the world. Are you being in a way that serves what you really want? Are you acting in a way that truly serves your happiness? Because I can tell you that being detached and evasive does not serve my happiness, and it doesn't honestly feel very good in my being. And igniting your whole being is about treasure hunting. It's about getting curious and shining a light on all those gems that need to be unearthed and looked at, like the shutdown and the evasive and the detached, so that we can live as our most powerful and embodied selves. There's, I think, probably the most powerful example of being for me was during that core workshop that I did, specifically the one in March, which was called Noble Man. And it was this mind-blowing weekend where men of all different ages, all different backgrounds, came together in brotherhood to heal their relationship with the feminine. And for many of the men, it was their first time ever doing this kind of deep healing work. And it was incredible. It was just the most profoundly healing experience for me, too, to actually get to staff and witness their transformation. And at the end of the workshop, I had multiple men, literally, I mean, not a single word had passed between us the entire weekend. And these men came up to me and they reflected back my being. They told me that the love and the warmth in my eyes and in my energy made them feel safe and cared for. They told me that in difficult moments of the workshop, they would look at me and feel comforted and seen. They told me that, this makes me a little bit emotional, they told me that I was radiant and that the man that had the honor of being with me was incredibly lucky. And I can't tell you how profound that was for me, that these men who truly knew nothing about my life, they did not know where I was from, they had no idea what I did for a living or any part of my story. And that is what's so powerful about being, that without a story, without details or even action, you can actually connect on a profound and meaningful level with another human being, simply in who you're being and how you show up in your energy. Life is this experience of being. How are you being? What does being actually look like, maybe through the lens of holistic, through mind, body, and soul? And what does holistic have to do with love living? So when we come back, we're going to take a quick break right now. I know you're at the edge of your seat. We are going to talk about what being and holistic living have in common and all of the exciting things to come from Love Living Radio and how you can get involved. Stay tuned.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Hey guys, welcome back. For those of you just joining and just tuning in, I am Emily Perkins and this is Love Living Radio. We have been talking about what love living is all about and what it means to live your life with love, love the life that you live, and ignite your whole being. Now we're going to start kind of diving into holistic living and how that weaves through all of it and give you a little sneak peek into what you can expect from Love Living Radio. So first, what does holistic mean? The definition is characterized by the comprehension of the parts of something as intimately interconnected and explicable only by reference to the whole. So what that means for holistic living is that the whole person, the whole life, can be understood through the interconnection of the mind, body, and soul. Rather than looking at the being or understanding it only as one thing, like just as body, just as a mind, just as a soul, it takes into account all three aspects of our being and how they weave together to create the way that we experience ourselves and our lives. So when I first heard the definition of holistic years ago, it resonated on such a powerful level that it felt like everything in my life suddenly made sense. I think I was sitting in my apartment on Broadway in Newport. I had just started my aesthetics practice and was starting to just kind of dip my toes into the spiritual world because having my hands on people in treatment, I knew something was happening. Some kind of energetic transfer and healing, and I needed to understand it more. So I looked up holistic wellness, and the only way that I can describe reading about it was, yes, like, yes, finally, there was something that looked at the whole being, not just a whole being as like one finite thing, but as these interconnected parts. I saw my whole life as a tapestry with the threads of mind, body, and soul weaving together into this beautiful masterpiece. And without fully realizing it, I started honing in on each piece, like one piece at a time. So one year, I dove into the soul. I went through my Reiki 1 and Reiki 2 training. I connected with friends and other locally kind of like spiritually minded people. I attended workshops. I went to Guatemala to work with cacao and literally sit in the depths of my soul and heal my wounds around rape, one of the deepest traumas in my life. Everything changed. Everything changed. How I saw the world, myself, the absolute magic of spirit. I blossomed into my intuition and my gifts as a healer. And from there, my next chapter was mind. I took a huge leap and I signed up for a year-long leadership and coaching program called Accomplishment Coaching. Again, everything changed. I unearthed and I shifted the perspectives and the lenses that were keeping me from being fully embodied in my power. You know, like all of those disempowering stories that are unconscious, you know, we don't realize that they're playing out and have so much impact on how we live our lives. And like for me, some of the big ones that I unearthed were that I'm not seen, that people don't know how to love me, that I'm too sensitive. My classic, I've got it. I don't need anybody. Or be perfect so that they'll love you. My coach training program and my year of the mind forever changed my script and the stories that were like giant roadblocks to what I really wanted, which was really honestly deep connection and a powerful life. And the last piece and chapter was body. And it's honestly no coincidence that this was the last stronghold. I, like many women, have always battled my body. It's actually physically the densest of the three aspects, but it was also the densest and the most deeply rooted for me. Growing up with a mom in fitness, surrounded by beautiful people in Newport, constantly inundated with media and programming about what a woman should look like, not to mention my own Virgo perfectionist tendencies, all made for a pretty freaking heavy weight of stuff. But when I finally came to the point where I was really ready to choose my body, to heal and create a relationship of unconditional love with it, it was actually through the avenue of healing my sexuality that really allowed me to kind of lean into it. You know, they happened to happen simultaneously. I feel super powerful and sexy in my body when I'm working out. And feeling sexy and powerful fueled my desire to be good to my body, to create this really beautiful, intimate relationship with it. Now I don't say I need to exercise anymore because exercise was kind of like a trigger word for me. I say I need to move my body. And when I eat something that makes me feel like crap, I rub my belly and say, "Oh, sorry, body. I love you." I now also know my body well enough that I know when it's telling me I need sexual connection from a healthy place. So looking at the way that my life has kind of taken this holistic sequence, I can see the ways in which they all intertwined and affected one another. During each of the chapters, the other parts were there supporting my growth. You know, like I was able to embrace my body because I'd created such a powerful foundation with my mind and my soul. They were never actually separate and were always contributing to my wholeness. I also saw how my practice actually had naturally formed holistically as well, because the coaching is more mind, the beauty is more body, the Reiki is more soul, and yet they all incorporate and affect every aspect of the whole being and one another. So what happens? What happens when you look at your life through a holistic lens? What do you see? What if you're not just your body or your mind or even your soul? What does wholeness look like? I'm a lucky girl. I know this. My life has flowed so beautifully and organically, even through some, honestly, some really tough shit. But I'm also aware that it went that way because I chose to be, because I chose to be with it. Like, I chose to learn. And I'm so honored and humbled to be able to do this work, to share a little bit about where I've been and what I've learned, and honestly, to connect with people in a deep and meaningful way. Oh, God, I can't tell you how excited I am about this show and all of the people that I'm going to connect you with. There's so many awesome people. We have internationally known coaches. We've got sex and relationship experts, facilitators, leaders, plant medicine experts that are going to be kind of talking about bringing love-filled natural medicine to the forefront. I mean, it's so freaking exciting. And that's what we're here to do. That's what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about love, love in all of its forms. So how can you get in touch? How can you start getting involved? Well, you can check out my website, lovelivingholistics.com. You can email me at lovelivingholistics.com, emily@lovelivingholistics.com. You can also actually go to my Instagram, which is lovelivingholistics. And there's some really cool pictures from my recent adventures up there. It's actually really fun. So I want to wholeheartedly thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Today has been amazing. I'm so happy and excited about what we're going to be doing with this. And next time we have the amazing Natalie Vartanian on board to talk with us. She's an amazing, amazing author, coach, facilitator, all around sex and sex exploration. You're really not going to want to miss this one, guys. It's going to be awesome. And I also just want to thank you. Thank you for listening in. I hope that this offered you something. I hope to see you back here in 2 weeks to talk all about sex with Natalie. And I just want to let you know that I love you. I love you. And I am Emily Perkins, and I wish you so much love in your life. Thanks, guys. Have an awesome night.
Thank you for listening to Love Living Radio. Ignite your whole being with Emily Perkins. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and the power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.